Yeah, so Matt has this quarterback guy, Adam, out of he works out of Golden West Junior College in Long Beach. So Matt thought it'd be a good idea if I came down for a couple days and worked with him, and really just to rep some stuff we felt we could both work on. And it was just a good opportunity, you know, one-on-one with Matt to get to know him a little bit better, on both on and off the field. And it was a good time to just, you know, just get this work you need, the work that, you know, you can't necessarily get in only 90 minutes. And, you know, the reps are spread across all the receivers, all the tight ends, all the backs. So you got 3 days where it's just me and Matt, like whatever Matt wanted to do, I'd do it. And it just allowed us to create that camaraderie and that time. You know, last year I missed just about everything but camp, so it's hard to develop that rapport with Matt when I never got reps with him, and then boom, season's here. So it's a good opportunity this past off season to really get that timing and rapport with Matt. So I had a good time down there.
You said off the field. What was the off the field stuff? Going out to dinner? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Just grabbing meals, you know, just talking to each other. Not necessarily all about football. Just I got to know him a little bit better as a person, which is always a plus, right? Just grab some meals with him, and that's basically it, man. Just have fun out.
As a Bay Area guy, let me make a comparison with offenses. Julio, Sanu, Devontae, you, Clay, Curry, Draymond, Kevin Durant. Do you feel like you have those kind of options that you see in your home state basketball team?
Completely different sport, but yeah. I like the guys we have. I'll put it to that way.
How do you look at this offense with all those options and how you fit in?
I mean, I enjoy it because you got a guy like Julio who demands so much attention. A guy like Taylor Gabriel, a guy like Sanu. I mean, all those guys are so talented. It allows, you know, me being the tight end, the ability to know I'm gonna get, you know, the team's possibly second, third, or fourth best man-to-man cover guy, which allows me to be in a better matchup. So having three phenomenal receivers like that, two deadly running backs, and you come out in the backfield at any time, I don't want to say it gives you a weaker matchup, but it gives you a more favorable matchup than, let's say, the guy who's guarding Julio.
Yeah, how often do your eyes just light up? I mean, we see you out here making catches. You're in single coverage a lot, you know, against a defense that knows what's coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Just going from year one to year two, I think the game really slowed down for me. I understand the offense a lot better. Like I said, got to work with Matt. So the combination of just timing with Matt and just understanding the concepts that we're running has allowed me to play at a higher level.
And you feel like you're still kind of, you know, growing into the position? I know you played defense and quarterback in high school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really play tight end in college, high school. Played 25 games of tight end in college and then came to the NFL. So, like, I'm still really under 50 career games at the position, so I'm still learning it. So, but I feel like I have so much more to go. I mean, every day I'm out here, Q preaches it all the time, get 1% better. So I know, like, for example, today I wanted to work, you know, press coverage with linebackers, because our guys are really good and really long. They like doing a lot of their work at the line. And if your feet aren't right, like guys like Devondre have such long arms that they can shoot them on you and you're dead before the play even starts. You only got, you know, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Ball has to be out or Vic Beasley will be there. So that was my emphasis for today. I'm going to watch the film, and who knows, maybe tomorrow my emphasis might be more outside zone. But Q preaches it all the time, find one little thing in your game every single day to get you that 1% better every day.
I mean, just how did, you know, it's in the past, it's last year, but how did you kind of reset after the Super Bowl? Having that touchdown, I'm sure, you know, broadcast around the world, how did you kind of reset?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you got a lot of time in the offseason to make your peace with it. I mean, the cool part was, you know, we got back out of the bed, we got back up there, and, you know, we're grinding. You know, I mean, the past is the past. You can't worry about it. We're a new team. You know, roster's different. Some of those guys are gone. We drafted new guys. So, I mean, you know, that's something you never forget, but more of a learning experience for our young team. So it kind of is what it is. I mean, you could say this, that, or the other about the game, but it doesn't matter. It's in the past.
You just mentioned the time that you missed last offseason because of the rules and everything. Do you feel you're still feeling the effects of that compared to other year two guys here at camp?
No, I mean, you get it, you know, you get the same install in the, you know, spring period when you do OTAs, mini camp and whatnot, and then you get the same offense installed again in camp. So now this is my third time, so by your third time, like, you got to get it down.